If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. No Sleep.
Hey everyone, if you enjoy listening to these stories, please take a second to leave a review for the podcast, especially if you're tuning in on Apple Podcasts. This greatly helps the podcast grow and reach more people. Thank you so much, and now back to the story. There I was, tirelessly typing away at my keyboard on a Saturday night, instead of going out and meeting people. Fair enough, with a pandemic raging throughout the country, I had a decent excuse. But truth be told, my life wasn't any different even prior to Corona. My daily vice was a few too many hours of browsing the dark web. I found a handful of chat rooms where I could mindlessly waste my time until I finally found a moment of shut-eye. I'd even made a few decent internet pen pals, who I'd kept in touch with for years, and I wasn't about to stop there. But my story starts on a dark web forum simply called Station 94. How the name came to be, no one really knows, as the creator has long since abandoned the project. But those of us who still remain have taken over the message boards to talk about obscure movies. That's where I met Zach. He was one of the few users who'd managed to snatch a name without any numbers behind it, and he was proud of it. Though according to old posts, there were already several people with his name. An odd glitch, or pure luck, he didn't know. We talk about our favorite movies and music, and though I considered myself almost a pop culture aficionado, he sometimes managed to throw out bizarre references I couldn't understand, nor find online. "I'm just nerdier than you," he'd say. But those moments weren't all that strange. What truly confused me were times when we talked about movies we'd both seen 100 times, but small details wouldn't match. Quotes, scenes, endings. The movies were definitely the same, but certain things had changed, as if he was watching a different cut I somehow didn't know about. "Just watch it again, I know I'm right," he'd say as he told me about scenes from Star Wars that absolutely couldn't possibly exist. Of course I'd rewatch the movies, but each time I'd be left unsatisfied to the point where I thought he had to be messing with me. It would happen the other way around as well. I'd tell him about movies he'd never heard about, claiming he couldn't find them anywhere online. He mentioned celebrities who'd died years ago, and then acted surprised when I hadn't seen their latest movies. But the most bizarre incident came after I'd been watching a series on the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown. We were discussing the dangers of nuclear energy, and how it could be used to end us in a moment's notice. "I know it sounds dangerous, but it's clean, you know? And these days there's hardly any risk at all," he'd say. "Yeah, I know. But then why put that kind of energy into bombs?" I argued. "It's not like anyone is going to use them. Mutually assured destruction ensures that," he replied. "You say that as if they haven't blown up 2 cities, I shot back. "What?" he asked as if he had no clue what I was talking about. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, I explained. "Never heard those names. I mean, geography isn't my strong suit, but what do you mean they were blown up?" 1945. It's what ended the war in Japan. They leveled 2 cities. "Are you serious?" I asked. A pause followed. I could see him start to type, but then delete whatever he wanted to say. It was one of the first times I'd seen Zach speechless. It was actually kind of amusing. He'd always been the smarter of the two of us, but I finally had something on him, and I wanted to savor the moment. "Dude," he started, "the Second World War ended in 1947. I almost let out an audible laugh. "You serious?" I asked. "Yeah, no nuclear weapons were used, nor have they ever been used. I don't know who taught you history, but you should demand a refund." He wasn't joking, which confused me. He spoke with such certainty, even though I knew he couldn't possibly be wrong. So, I decided to ask about other important moments in history. "When did the Berlin Wall fall?" I asked. 1990, he answered, 1 year off. "When did the Soviet Union break up?" "They never did?" he stated, confused. That's when it was starting to dawn on me. All the times we'd seen similar but different movies, the dead actors supposedly being alive, the historical events that are just slightly different, the year on his end was the same, but it was a different universe. "I need your email. I have to send you some things," I said. He obliged without question, and I started sending him emails. But instead of a response, the emails were returned as if the receiver simply didn't exist. "It doesn't work. Try mine," I said, and gave him my personal email. Did you get it? He asked. No. A theory was forming in my head that the dark web forum we'd used to chat was the only link we had between worlds. I should have been nervous, scared even, but instead, I just felt excited. Luckily, Zach felt the same way, and though neither of us could prove that we were telling the truth, the forum didn't even allow for photos nor links. It just got removed by the moderator bots. We spent the entirety of the night talking about worldly differences. In all honesty, our worlds were fairly similar, which is probably why his universe was the one I'd connected to. Ancient history all matched, and our first differences started somewhere around the 1900s, though we couldn't pinpoint the exact event that divided our timelines. But at some point during the night, Zach just vanished. I figured he must have fallen asleep, but when I didn't hear from him for 3 days, I was worried the link had been broken. During that time, I must have sent him dozens of messages before he replied with a cryptic, vague, and horrifying message. They're watching us. We don't have much time, it read. Zach, what's going on? I asked. After we started talking about alternate universes, some guys showed up at my doorstep. They pulled out some badges and just let themselves in. They confiscated my computer, telling me it was for national security. They didn't say much, but I overheard them mentioning something about other worlds, all of them being doomed. Doomed? What do you mean? I don't know, but I've been looking around with some more, well, experienced friends. They took the challenge and dug up as much information as they could. Apparently, our two universes are just two of thousands we've already detected. But the thing is, once two universes discover each other, they're destined to feed off each other until one is destroyed. The only reason we've survived so long is because ours actively seek out and annihilate the others before they can affect us. I don't have many leaked documents to go on, but we've ruined hundreds of alternate dimensions, and because we talked, yours is next. I'm so sorry. I didn't know how to respond. I just read over the message repeatedly until the text finally sank in. If we hadn't spoken, they never would have known. I didn't mean for this to happen. I know, Zach, but I need to know how to stop them. I'll try to find help, but it's just a matter of time before they find me. They didn't know I had access through my old phone, so they left it. But no, they're watching. I don't have much time. I'll contact you soon. That was the last message I ever got from Zach. He never returned with a message. And according to the dark web forum, his user never even existed, which means the only link we had to each other has been broken. I don't know what his universe has planned for ours, but I know they've already done it to countless other dimensions, and there's nothing we can do to stop them. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to hit that follow button to get notified every time a new episode is released. Also, please take a second to leave a rating for the podcast. This is so important to help the podcast grow. Thank you. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to give you all a quick heads up regarding some upcoming political ads you may start hearing leading up to this year's presidential election. These ads do not represent my own political viewpoint. So if you hear a political ad play on the podcast and it's not in my own voice, then it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally as a podcaster. Thank you again for being a dedicated listener of mine, and I can't wait to have another amazing year with you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.